glad to be here in the snowy day. I was a little surprised when I looked out the cabin windows. I saw all that snow. I thought, oh, how beautiful. I've never been at Monarch when it snowed. It's always been hot. So I tell you, it was really wonderful. But we've been here for a few days. We've just been sightseeing, looking around, and just enjoying ourselves and just spend some time in the cabin. Really felt inspired to stay and be with you all in service. And thank you for your hospitality. And we want to write something on the board here. We want to talk about something that, as far as I know, I don't think the Lord ever gave me a message like this. We're going to talk about saints. And I need help. Well, I'm thankful that the Lord helped us to be saints. And I know I always wanted to be a saint. I didn't know how at first. But when the Lord saved me in Michigan, remember the first time, you probably heard this story before, but I'll say it, try it short. But when I came to Monarch the first time, or one of the first times, I remember sitting back on the little bench there, and the tabernacle was out there, and you know, you have to remember that I wasn't raised with the saints, so it was also new to me and so amazing and wonderful, just thrilling to see people of God, you know, and the way we dress and all. And I remember sitting there looking at the saints and walking by, you know, and their long dresses and long sleeves and all, and just not only that, but just their spirit mainly. But I thought, Lord, help me to be like them. Help me to be like them. You know, and the goal of my heart was to be like Jesus, of course. But I saw Jesus in them. And it's won my heart. For many years now, you know, I've been with the saints. 41 years in November, when I got saved, November 1971. So it'll be 42 this November, Lord willing. We live and we thank the Lord that it's been a wonderful time with the saints. I love them so much, I never wanted to leave them. Never will. Suppose that God will just bless us all the way to the end. And I have to say that I love you all this morning, and I want to greet the saints in Neosho. And I pray the Lord will just inspire you with this message. Like I said, though I've had through the years many different messages, and I was trying to think, and I thought, I never think I've heard a message like this. It's been on my mind for about a month about what a saint is and what saints are and how inspiring saints are and how God made us saints. And I'm so thankful that we have been lifted up from being a sinner, aren't you? And, you know, I sometimes I get kind of tickled. I see all this different sectism, different sayings on these churches and all. And when we go by, there's a Latter-day Saints, you know. And sometimes the jury's with me, I'll say, well, praise the Lord, honey. We are really with the Latter-day Saints. Not that denomination, but we're with the real Latter-day Saints. I guess I was tickled, you know. But isn't it wonderful that we can sing these songs? Maybe 100 years ago they wrote them, or over 100 years ago, and they're still inspiring to us today, and we still have the connection, even though these people, we never met them. They were dead before we were born. As far as I know, probably many of them, or all of them, many of them, I'll say, not all of them in the book. But anyway, we just thank the Lord that we have that connection in our spirit. And though we live in Guthrie and we may not see you for a long time, we have a connection in the spirit. We're united. And it seems like you have a good friend, you know. Sometimes you don't see your good friends for weeks and months and maybe even a year, or family members that you're connected with. But when you see them again, it's still there. That's still friendship and love. It's still connected. Have you ever thought about that? You don't always have to commune with them every day, so which we like to, but sometimes because of life, we can't. But, you know, the Lord has a connection with us, and we have a connection with one another. So we want to start reading Galatians 4, 1 through 7. I remember years ago when I started reading the scripture, it came to my mind, I believe it was Brother Austin Wilson that read this scripture, that I thought it was one of the sweetest scriptures, and when he read it, it just just bless my soul. And it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Isn't it wonderful this morning that we are an heir through Christ to God? We can cry, Abba, Father. Because Christ died for our sins and he redeemed us by his blood. We stand upon that sea of glass. We become a saint and we are called to be saints. It's a very high calling to be called to be a saint. You know, we weren't called into sectism, were we? We weren't called into Babylon, but the Lord raised us up even above that. He called us from sin and he lifted us up into the truth. He said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Isn't it wonderful this morning that God has called us to be saints? Yes. It's a great privilege, a great honor to be called to be a saint. This is why we love one another so much, because we see Jesus in us. Jesus is in us. That's why, because Jesus shed his own blood that we could be redeemed unto God, and we have that blood flowing in us. I am a child of God, my heavenly Father. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus is my brother. I am adopted, a child of the King. I'm not just I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm raised up from that. I'm not under bondage to the elements of the world. I don't have to sin anymore. I'm free from sin. I'm living a holy life. It's only because through his blood. And he has this heir. We are an heir to the kingdom of God. You know, I was thinking before we were saved, this plan was already in place for us. It's just like, you know, if a king had children and, you know, they were there. They're really wealthy children, but they're playing around the castle or the home. And maybe it was a very fine home, but these little children didn't really know how rich they were because they didn't have the inheritance yet. You know, and it's just like when we were in sin, we didn't know what was there for us. We had a great inheritance, and we just had to be adopted into it. Yeah. And you know, the Holy Spirit is for every one of us. The Holy Spirit is there. It's our inheritance. It said if we ask for it, the Lord would give us the Holy Spirit. It's not something confusing. We can have it. It's right there for us. And this scripture is telling us that we are heir in the kingdom of God. It's all in place. His plan is in place for us. Every sinner in this world, his plan is there. All they have to do is be adopted into it. Praise God this morning. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus made that plan for us? And he helped us to be adopted, a child of the King. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You know, we just maybe sometimes don't really realize the power that we can tap into from God. He has a higher power than we have in the flesh. We may sometimes really don't even realize the great power that we can have. And it's a power to live a holy life. It's a power to conquer our problems. It's a power to power over all the powers of the enemy through Christ. This is a great power. We heard in Sunday school a little bit there about a healing. Yes, God has healings of all kinds. He has healing of the body, healing of the soul, healing of everything. His inheritance is there for us. All we have to do is reach out for it. And saints, I just want to encourage you this morning. Be all that God has called you to be. Do your very best. I know sometimes we may feel like we fall short a little bit, but don't get discouraged with yourself. The Lord loves us. He wants to help us. And he will make a saint out of you if you want to be one. Well, because that we're something in ourselves, it's because we are adopted a child of the King. He wants us to be saints. He wants us to be holy. And he requires that. Well, we can't do it in the flesh, but we live in the flesh. Holy, what I mean is it's not in our power. It's in through the power of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you know, the Lord loves us so much. I want to turn over to Genesis 6 and 5 and 6. You know, we want to talk just a little bit about that God never repented. We might want to read, let's read this scripture first. Romans 11:29. The Lord never repented that he made the plan of salvation. In Genesis there, he repented that he made man because of their wickedness. But this great plan of salvation, he never repented of that. He wanted to save us from sin. In Romans 11:29, it says here, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. His calling us to be saints or calling us to be saved, that's a great, great blessing. And the Lord gave us that blessing. Like was mentioned, next Sunday we'll celebrate Easter and what Jesus did for us and saving us from sin. It's wonderful. It is just so wonderful. And what is so wonderful is he had a resurrection, and he arose from that grave. And that gives us hope that when this life is over, we're going to live again. We're going to be alive in heaven. We're going to be with him forever. You know, that's a wonderful blessing, isn't it? But we want to read this scripture and try to explain what I'm talking about here. Genesis 6 and 5 and 6, it says here, you know, God looked at all the wickedness of sin, and it says here, and God saw, in the fifth verse of the sixth chapter of Genesis, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. It repented the Lord because, but he did find Noah, and Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. But you know, that's the way it is. The Lord just does not like anything to do with sin. Anything that's unholy, you can't get anywhere with God if you allow any kind of unholiness in your life. Not even one little sin. God won't have it. He will not have any part with you. You got to get rid of it, because God only wants holiness out of us. Holiness. Godliness, and the Lord will just work with us and help us to see any kind of mistakes we make or anything that would lead us the wrong way. He wants us to be holy. And this is the only thing that he takes away from us, is anything that would lead us to unholiness, anything that would lead us into sin, because God is a holy God. And he said, be holy, for I am holy. So we're going to be a saint. We can't have anything to do with unholiness. And be very careful. You know, they say the saints are very particular. And sometimes they say saints, I don't know, maybe I better not say that. But anyway, we are particular. We are particular. And, you know, people just don't understand us sometimes because we're so particular. Now, and I could mention some things, but maybe you just pray for me. But anyway, the Lord knows that we are very particular sometimes, because we want to please the Lord in everything. And we're very careful about things. Because why? Because we want to be a saint. We want to be holy. We want to be pure. So we're very careful about things. And other people say, well, that's okay. That's okay. Why are you so strict? Why are you so careful about that? It's because we know we want to be on God's side. We want to feel his holiness. We want to feel his sweet power with us. We want him to answer our prayers. We enjoy living for God, and we want to please him. And that's why we have carefulness. But anyway, we want to over here in 1 Samuel 15, He also repented because Saul, he had appointed Saul, and then Saul became wicked, and he wasn't doing right. And, you know, he repented of that. He was very sorry about that. That was in 1 Samuel 15. You know, God, he repented of that. And there again, it was because of unholiness, because of wickedness. You know, the Lord loves holiness and spirituality, and he wants us to be that way. And that's what he works with us. And he wants us to be everything. He's gave us that, like the scripture we first read, he has the inheritance for us. All we have to do is receive it. All we have to do is just get that in our life. The Lord has all the grace that we need. There's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing that you can't get the victory over. 1 Samuel 15. You know, the Lord repented of Saul. Let's see if you help me just a little bit here. 1 Samuel 15. I was trying to, what verse that was.
10 and 11.
Pardon?
10 and 11.
1 Samuel 10 and 11? Okay.
15, 10 and 11.
Oh, 15, 10, 11. Yeah, I know I had the right one. Thank you. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." So see, God repented because that he had set up Saul to be king, for Saul did not perform the commandments of the Lord. He didn't carry out. And you know, we don't want to ever be like that. Saints, God has called us to be saints. We want to stay with this. We want to be, finish it to the end. It says, "He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved." It's a good thing to, it's a wonderful thing to get saved. But if 20 years go by, 30 years go by, 40, however the Lord lets you live, you know, you have to keep saved. You have to keep being a saint. You have to, we don't believe in just once saved, always saved, in the fact that you can get saved and do whatever you want and you know, mess up and sin and you're still saved. We don't believe that. We know that's not according to the Bible. When you get saved, you must stay saved. You must stay with it. You must stay living holy. The same things, you know, it says that you gave up back then and the Lord dealt with your heart. You need to stick with it. You need to be faithful to God. If it was something to do with keeping you away from sin, then you need to stay with that and not back up on that. You know, it doesn't do people good if they back up on things. They need to stay with what they believe. And as long as the Lord has really showed them that, they need to be faithful to God and be what God wants them to be. I don't know, but Lord, he wants us to be inspired. And he wants us to be holy and pure. He wants us to stay with what God has convicted us about. It would lead us away from sin. It says abstain into sin. It says abstain from the very appearance of evil. There's things that we just got to be very careful of. There's snares of the enemy. There's things that can come along in our life that we... How did this ever happen? I didn't want this to happen to me. But you got to be very careful. The Lord said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. We're still in the flesh, and we need to be very careful. If we want to be a saint to the very end, we're going to have to keep faithful to the Lord. Be what God wants us to be.
Amen.
But God was not sorry. You will never find it. The reason I read these scriptures is, never will you find God repenting that he had given man grace or called him out of sin. Isn't that wonderful? God was not sorry. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." You think he's sorry about that? You think he'd repent? No. He's very glad. He's very happy that he could make saints out of us. Isn't that wonderful? Angels were born spiritual. They were born holy beings, or born or created, I might say. But the Lord created all these angels just to be holy. They never know what it's like to be tempted with sin. But the saints, we're precious to the Lord because we have a choice.
Yeah.
We are serving God because we love God. No one's making us. No one's making us be this way. We're doing it because we sincerely love God. We want to please God. And this is why we're precious to God. His saints are precious to Him. And we need to be precious to one another. We need to do everything we can do to help one another. Because you know what? We never know what another one's going through. We need to encourage one another. We need to help one another. It says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is what the Lord wants us to do. Help each other get to heaven. Help each other. Encourage one another. Say to your brother. Say to your sister. Be encouraged, you know. And be careful how we talk to one another. And if we say something to one another that wasn't very real nice, you know, maybe we were tired or something. I don't know. But whatever it is, or they got on our nerves a little bit, we need to go ask them to forgive us. We need to be humble people.
Yes,
I remember it's not always easy to be humble, is it? I know the Lord, sometimes He tells me to be humble in some cases, and I had to pray the Lord would help me, because it was hard to do that sometimes. The flesh, I'm just being honest, you know, we need to be honest. That sometimes it's a little bit humiliating to go back and say, well, maybe I didn't say that just right, I'm sorry, you know what? Sometimes they don't even know why you're talking about Harley, but you know, because the Lord is talking to your heart. Mind the checks of the Spirit, keep humble. I remember, and I refer to him again, but I did get a lot of good out of his ministry. In fact, I didn't get a lot, I could probably more of his tapes, Brother Austin Wilson, but I believe I remember him saying this too. What he said, you can get out of any problem you're in through humility. But you know, some people just don't want to be humble. That's why they stay in their problem. But you know, you humble down. Have you ever found that you're in a problem, you humble down that you didn't get out of it?
Yes.
Every time the Lord helped me to humble down, I got out of it. And it wasn't easy to be humble, but it sure was good to get out of that problem, wasn't it? And go on with your life. And you know, mind the checks up. Make your wrongs right. You know, before we get saved, you know, we've done things and we get saved, we make our wrongs right. And I think sometimes as we go along in life, there still could be things that come up that we need to make right, saints. Things that could come up that we might hurt someone's feelings or do something that we didn't mean to do, but we got into it. Humble down, ask the Lord. That's what saints are like. That's what they're willing to do. They're willing to do anything to keep the way clear into heaven. Isn't it worth it all? You know, we go, pretty soon we'll be heaven monarch coming up. And if we all get prayed up, we all get measured up, if we have any wrongs to make right, I'm not talking about sin, but anything we've offended anyone, it says, oh, no man, nothing. I don't think that just means a bill on your car or something like that. It means don't owe anybody anything. Have it all cleared up. And then when you go to monarch, you can just praise the Lord. I remember I was at a meeting one time, this little girl, she just got saved. And she said, you know, I got saved. And she said, I went out yesterday and I made all my wrongs right. And I made phone calls and I don't know what was in her life, but she said, I feel so clear. I feel so happy. This is the first time in my life that I've made all my wrongs right. She said, I just feel so clear and happy. Praise God. This is what saints are like. Saints love to please the Lord. Romans 26, we want to read 29. You know, the Lord, He just helps the saints. He helps us to keep pressing on. He loves us so much. And I'm sorry, in the same chapter, Romans 11 and 26. It says here, so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Praise God. Christ died for us, didn't He? He loved us so much. And Christ died to us to make a sinner into a saint. That's what God wanted to do. That's what He did do. That's what He accomplished. I want to read over here in Psalms 97. Praise God. The Lord loves us. He wants to help us. In Psalms 97 and 10, it says here, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. If you're going to be a saint, you must hate evil. You know, there's just things that I can't even look at. It's evil. And, you know, you can be going down the road and these big old boards and some of these wicked cities. Maybe you're in Chicago or maybe you're somewhere else and you see the evil. You just turn your head because you don't want to look at evil. You hate evil. Is it what you feel? I just abhor evil. There is something, you know, when you have the Spirit of God in you, you just don't want to look at evil. Evil bothers you. You hate evil. You know, isn't it wonderful that God can make us saints? He can put in us the Spirit of Christ. And we can live in this world, but we're not of the world. And he said, Father, I pray that you'd not take them out of this world, but you would keep them from the evil that's in this world. He said, you know, I know when I first was saved, I said, oh, I'm saved. And I can't remember what happened. Something happened in my life, made me sad. And I said, you know, I don't know if I want to fight this battle all the time. And I know I'm saved. And I think I got down and prayed. And I said, Lord, I'm saved. I'm ready to go. Just take me on to heaven. Now, I enjoy life. I must have been kind of down that day to pray that way. But, you know, but the Lord reproved me. He told me, so, no, I'm not taking you right now. I'm going to give you grace to live a holy life. You're going to stick it out. You're going to stay right here for a while. And you're going to live for the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. You know, that's what the Lord, he doesn't want us to run from our troubles or say, Lord, you know, even I think in the Bible was that, help me here, the man that said, take my life, Elijah, wasn't it? He said, just take my life. And Jezebel was going to kill him after he was so bold and prayed. And the Lord brought the fire down on the altar and all that. And the prophets of Baal were slaughtered and all that. And he was just a bold man for God through Christ, you know. But afterwards, when Jezebel said, I'm going to make you as one of those prophets. I'm going to take your life. Oh, Elijah, he wants to run away now. He wants to get in a cave and tell God, take my life. He said, now, Elijah, what you doing there in that cave? You come on out of there now. Elijah and the angels are there. And they said, here's some food for you to eat. And eat this food and arise and be strong. We say to you, saints, today, eat the food of God. Eat the word of God and arise and be strong. Don't say, I'm going to run from this trouble. I'm going to run from this problem. I'm going to ask God to just take my life. Don't be like that, because God will find you in that cave and he'll say, come on out of there and eat this food and be strong. Go out there and do what God wants you to do. God has a plan for you. Every one of you has a plan for you. You know, the Lord gave me a thought this way. I want to write this. I'll make a little circle here. And here you are, and all these people here around your circle, this is your little world. This is your little world. Every one of us has a world. The Lord was talking to me one day. It was so sweet. Lots of times when I wake up in the morning, and I'm real quiet, the Lord will talk to me. And it seemed like he started talking to me. I said, Lord, what about that scripture? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And what if I can't get to all the world? You know, what am I going to do? What if I can't go to all them places physically? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you got your world. I said, I do? He said, yes, every one of you, you have your own world. It's all those people that in your relationships you're connected to. Every one of you in here have a world. You have people that probably maybe I'll never know. I have people in my life that you'll never know or get to even see. Go into that world first. Be a bright in the corner where you are. You know, the woman that wrote that song, she wanted to be a missionary. And I think missionaries are wonderful. But don't get discouraged if you can't be one, because maybe God wants you to be a missionary in your world. That you can be a missionary in your world. And, you know, she wanted to go to Africa, I think it was. And I think it's wonderful. Everyone that's going to Africa, praise the Lord. I'm glad you get to go. But, you know, for her, she really wanted to go, and she was trying to raise the funds for it. And her daddy got really sick. And her mom was already gone, and she had to stay home and take care of her father till he died. She never got to go to Africa. She had to take care of her elderly father. That was her world. But you know, the Lord gave her that song, Brighten the Corner Where You Are. You know, the Lord has got a world for you. And be a saint in that world. And be all you can be in that world. And the Lord will bless you. Yes, saints, you're called to be a saint. And you're called to bless that world you have. So pray that you will bless and be what God wants you to be. In Psalms 97 and 10, it says, Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. He preserveth the soul of the saints. You know, Brother Marty, he's going to be coming hold a revival in Oklahoma City pretty soon. Hope we get down there for a few days. Like to go every day if we could, but we'll just see how the Lord helps us to go. But I remember Brother Marty, you know, he preaching some messages about like this neighbor was like getting a gun on him and going to shoot him and all this stuff. And I thought, my, but you know, the Lord preserveth that saint, you know. And we don't know what we're going to get involved in, you know. But you know, the Lord preserves the souls of his saints. He preserved us. Jerry and I, years ago, we was in a very bad car accident. And I was 29 years old when we was in that car accident. And the girls were little. But you know, the Lord saved us all. We got to all live through that terrible car accident. And Jerry had a bad broken jaw, broken ribs, bad crushed ankle he's had to live with. I had some broken ribs, but the Lord healed it up. And I had 40 stitches in my temple. The gear shift or something went into my head, into my temple, and 40 stitches inside and out. But you know, we trusted in the Lord, even at the hospital, we trusted in the Lord. Brother Ed knows, he came in there. We were in Oklahoma City, and they wanted to give me a blood transfusion. And Brother Ed walked in about that time. I said, go get Brother Sowers. Tell him I don't want it. But you know, the Lord delivered us. He delivered us. And we didn't have to get that. And the Lord helped, and he's preserved the souls of the saints. Do you just don't know how the angels have watched over you, dear ones? He watches over his saints. But the saints need to pray that God will send his angels to watch over us. And we travel and go places. The saints are the most traveling people. Why, they just travel? They like to travel and see each other and go everywhere. And they're on airplanes and all kinds of things. But the Lord watches over them. And not only preserved us that way, but he preserves our soul most of all. He preserves us from temptation. He preserves us in our trials and our battles. And when the enemy comes against us to try to get us to get discouraged, sometimes I have just spoken right out to the devil, right out loud at home. I am not getting discouraged. Do you hear me? I am not. I love God, and he's going to help me. But, you know, the devil, he just whispers things, and what about this? What about? I am not going to listen to you. Praise God. And, you know, we just start singing a song or something, and the Spirit draws nigh. It says if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. You know, some of us think, now, this is, let's see, the Lord gives us inheritance. He gives us the blood of Jesus. He gives us the Holy Spirit. But saints, he also wants us to do something. That's right. We have to fight too. Yes. We have to resist too. Yes, we do. It isn't all up to God now. God gives us all the inheritance for the equipment, I would say. He gives us all the armor and all that we can fight with. But we have to do it. We have to take the shield of faith, right? We have to pick it up and put it out there. We have to do something. And the Lord will bless us. He will give us the strength. And he will preserve us. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 2:8. You know, the Lord loves his saints. And he wants to help us this morning. He wants to encourage us. No, I know. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I do know one thing, that the Lord has called you to be a saint in the midst of any kind of problem you're in, any kind of difficulty, right in the home, right with your husband, right with your wife. Gets real close there. God wants you to humble down. Humble down. I know I'm first married here, and we have these little bats, and the Lord said, go kiss him. Now, I don't want to kiss him. I do not want to. And the Lord says, go kiss him on the cheek and tell him you love him. Oh, I don't want to kiss him right now. And the Lord said, humble on down. And so I did. And I really believe, and Jerry's humbled down to me too, and I believe that's what's kept us married for 41 years. And wanted to stay married to him. So I thought, I'm going to have to humble down. You know, it's the same with living for God. You're going to have to humble down if you want to stay saved. And it isn't always easy. But does it mean something to you? Do you love the saints enough to humble down to them? Or are you going to say, oh, are you going to leave the saints? No, no, come on now. We're not going to leave the saints. We're not going to run away. Where are we going to go? We're going to go in that cave over there somewhere where God's going to chastise us really good. No, no, we don't want to do that. The Lord has got power and grace and strength for us. He can help us. He can give us a gold mine of spiritual wealth. You know, if we'll take it the right way, the Lord will bring us out. He'll strengthen us. He'll help us. Yay, right early. Praise God. Did he not help Abraham? Did he not help Moses? Did he not help Elijah? Did he not help little David? I was reading to my granddaughter the other night. She spent the night with me during spring break. I was telling her about the three Hebrew children and how they were put in the fire furnace. And Courtney, she's very demonstrative, you know. She says, well, that's just terrible. Terrible to put them in that furnace. And she really gets into it. And I said, I know, honey, I'm not terrible. But Jesus was in there. Oh, was he? Yes, he was in there. She just really gets into the pastors. Oh, it's so precious. See, this is my world, you know, part of my world. And oh, I love them so much. Just, you know, the Lord wants us to teach our children. Teach them when you're with, it says, teach them when they're in the car with you. Teach them when you're sitting down, when you're rising up, all the time you can teach them. You know, teach them about God. And she said to me, was doing dishes, and she says, I wanted to tell you something. She says, I am so glad that God put me in a family that teaches me about God. Praise the Lord. That is so, that touches my heart. Oh, I tell you, that is worth it all. That is so worth it all. You know, one time I saw about four or five of my little granddaughters, it was about four of them, sitting on the front bench watching a baptism in Guthrie. And I looked over there at them. They looked so precious. And the Lord said, now, if you'd had given up years ago, you'd never would have seen that. If you hadn't stayed saved, if you hadn't stayed a saint, if you hadn't got victory over yourself or your problems, you'd never would have seen that. Now, isn't that worth it all? Yeah. Saints are something bigger than us. Yeah. There's something more important than our little feelings. Yeah, our feelings get hurt. Sometimes they get deeply hurt. But there's something more important. Hold that little grandchild in your hands, arms. There's something worth fighting for. And the church is children too. They need to be saved. You know, Tammy was telling me the other day, they went to the jail ministry there with Sister Tricia and them. And a little girl there was about 22 years old in jail already. And she asked Tammy, she says, please teach me how to get saved. Oh, this is what it's about. This is why it's worth being a saint. Are you not tired of being saints, are you? Oh, no, we're not tired of it. We're excited. Are you getting older and you're just like, oh, my, no. Life is still exciting, isn't it? Yes. It's like Brother Ed said, we love life. We love seeing the snow this morning and like I said, it just covers all the dirt on the grass or whatever. It's beautiful white snow. The Lord gave us a blessing today. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to finish up here a little bit. We have scriptures, but I just want to read just a little bit in Hebrews. And you probably know that Hebrews in the 11th chapter there, but can you imagine all the precious saints that have lived that we never got to meet? Someday we'll get to meet them in heaven. Oh, my. Sometimes I read the Birth of Reformation, and I read about, you know, Brother Warner was a very tender, affectionate man. Not only in the gospel, but he was just that way, you know. And he'd say, Sister so-and-so died. Oh, that precious sister, she just worked at the print shop there, their print shop or something, you know. He would tell about how, we just can't believe the Lord took her home or something. He just had such a tender spirit, you know. But, you know, all the precious saints back there that we never got to meet in person, someday we'll get to meet them in heaven. The ones in the Bible. would you like to meet Brother Peter? Brother Peter, why did you get so excited all the time and jump in the water and then fall and then look around and you fell in the water and all that? What did that feel like? Well, you know, some people say, well, what are you going to do in heaven? We got so much to do here. What are you going to do over there? I believe if God created this and gave us all this, he knows what to do for us in heaven to keep us busy. He knows what to do. I don't think God will have any problem figuring out what to keep us busy for eternity. Got plenty of things we can do. We can worship God and sing and pray. You know, the people of the world, they think, oh, the saints, the Christians over there, they look like they're, all they do is go to church and sing and pray, and you know the little song we have. And that's what we're doing today, and we're having a good time doing it. It does, you know, and they can't understand. Why don't you seek some pleasures in the world? You know, well, we got lots of pleasures right here. You know, it's wonderful, isn't it? Praise God. It is wonderful. And Hebrews there in the 11th chapter, it says here, let's see, we'll start reading about the 13th verse. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Are you seeking a country this morning? Are you seeking that heavenly country? And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And then it goes on, we may not read all of it, but it goes, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. You know, that wasn't easy for Abraham to take his only son that he had waited for so many years and then take that son and put him on the altar. That wasn't easy for Abraham. But he did it because he believed in God. He believed that God could even raise up that son. But the Lord said, there's a ram in the bush. You know, isn't that the way that was with us? We go by faith, we struggle, we have difficulties, and we just keep pressing on. And all of a sudden, there's a ram in the bush. Just, my, God did this. Oh, this is wonderful. That brother was saying about his tire, you know. God just let that tire go and the air didn't come out. A big hole like that, that's a miracle. You know, but doesn't God do things for us all the time, saints? You know, we come to prayer meetings sometimes, and I don't know about if it's this, I get excited and talk so fast. If it's that way here, like it is in Guthrie, sometimes, even in a big congregation, sometimes there's a little space and quietness, no one gets up to testify. But you know what, dear ones, if we would just spend one testimony of what God has done for us, some kind of miracle, wouldn't that be a testimony night? Yeah. All right, saints, I want to hear what miracles got done in your life. And sometimes we think, well, they've heard the same story over and over. But, you know, there's people, yeah, I'm sure some of the saints, older saints, may have heard my same story. But there's some new ones that come that need to hear the story. So, you know, let's bear with one another. We have to tell that story again. because they might need to hear it, you know. So, praise the Lord. It's wonderful that God, all these dear people in the Bible, Abraham, it goes on to say, Isaac, Isaac, He blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Before he died, he blessed his children. He believed by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. Who do you think put that in her heart? Sure, it was a mother's heart of love to put Moses in that water, in that little basket. But God put that on her heart. Do you know, I'm not going to go into the details, but I was invited to something else this week. And I didn't have a go feeling. And I kept being pressured by different family members. You need to go to that. You need to go. I said, I just don't have the go feeling. And I said, well, Mom, if I waited for a go feeling, I wouldn't go anywhere. I said, but I pray and I just don't have that go feeling. And I said, it's something just said, you need to be with your husband. You need to go somewhere with him. And we were directed to come up here. You know, God leads his children along. You have to listen to God. You have to listen, because you might miss out what he wants to put you in a different direction. Do you believe that? Yes, you got to listen to the Lord. You need to listen. Oh, praise God. All these dear people, we won't read all of it, but they passed through the Red Sea on dry ground. All these people in the Bible, they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. All these different ones. And they were stoned, they were sawn asunder. Look at poor brother Stephen. He was stoned to death, but he looked up and he saw Christ standing on the right hand of God. All these dear saints. And we're saints. We're in fellowship with them in the Spirit. We are saints too. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, it says all this. But then it says in the 38th verse, of whom the world was not worthy. The world was not worthy. Oh, dear precious saints. I know sometimes we live a lot different than the world does. But don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But it's the power of salvation. Yes. It's a great power of salvation. And you know, it's wonderful. It's a high, high calling that God called you to be a saint. Very high calling. He didn't call you into sectism. No, no, he would never do that. He called you to be a saint of God. He called you to be saints in Neosho. Be the very best you can. Lift up one another. Help one another. Lift up each other's burdens. Love one another. And when you just think I've loved enough, love's more. But you can't love enough, can you really? Can you love your husband enough? Can you love your wife enough? I just gave her enough roses in my life. 40 years. I didn't spend any more money on roses. Well, sure you can. Sure you can. You can go pick some flowers. Doesn't have to be store-bought. I think that's kind of precious. You know, my little girls were little, they'd come bring me these little daisies. And some were flowers and then some were weeds mixed in, you know. But it was okay. It was just so precious. And they say, here, Mommy, I got you some flowers. They had no money to go buy me flowers, but it didn't mean nothing. That meant more to me than if they had money to go to the flower shop. Those little daisies. And my grandchildren are the same way. They'll see, sometimes they come and pick my good flowers. And it's okay. I just have to deal with it because they want to bring them to me. I just planted them. I said, here, I got you some flowers. They're so precious. See the love of people's hearts. See, it's so precious, isn't it? Okay, we want to read just a few more. We might not be able to read them all, but you know, the Lord maketh supplication for all his saints. Philippians 4:21, it says, salute every saint. Hebrews 6:10, it talks about ministering to the saints. And the one scripture I'm sure that all of you know is precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. That's Psalms 1:16-15. We want to read some scriptures for you in Revelations before we close. Revelations and 5 and 8. Do you know the Lord is following up all our prayers? It says, and when 5 and 8, of Revelations. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. You know, saints, I want you to be encouraged. Never think that your prayers aren't not going anywhere. Now, we've heard this before, and we feel this sometimes. And I hear people say, you know, I just don't think my prayer went above that ceiling. Well, we don't want to talk like that. We want to believe that God heard our prayers. It went through the ceiling. It went through the clouds. It bypassed Mars or whatever. It went up there, you know. Our prayers go to God. Praise God. It says right here, there, he's got them. The odors. He loves to hear you pray. And which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise God. He has made us a queen and a king, or we're a child of the king. He's made us queens, or if you're a prince or whatever, or you're a princess, but you're adopted, a child of the king. Praise the Lord. I'm just not a little gerbil down there, sinner in mud somewhere. God raised us up to be sit in heavenly places. Praise God. Not because of ourselves. He made us saints through his blood. He died on the cross that we could be redeemed unto God. Oh, it's wonderful. It's so exciting, isn't it? Oh, praise God. Nothing boring about salvation. It's just wonderful. Revelations 19 and 8. Oh, the Lord. He's got a fine linen for us. You know, a fine linen, what is that? 19 and 8, it says, and to her was granted. Well, let's read up a little bit more from there. It says here, and the sixth verse, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. That's the church of God, his saints. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Oh, the righteousness of saints is that fine linen, like that beautiful white snow out there today. But even whiter than that, because it's got some specks of dirt if we really can see it, probably somewhere, or it gets mixed in with it in the ground. But you know, it comes down pure and white, doesn't it? But the Lord made us righteous, and we have fine linen to wear. Saints, wear your fine linen. Wear it honorably. Wear it holy. Wear it godly. Be humble. Be righteous. Be what God wants you to be. Be a saint of God. You pray for me. I want to be a saint of God. I've been working on it for many years. I'm still working on it because I want to be what God wants me to be. Pray for me. Thank you for your attention, and pray that God will bless each one of you.